I was a stranger, and you welcomed me.
I was a stranger.
I was a stranger.
I was a stranger.
Fui extranjero y me invitaron a su hogar.
I was a stranger, and you invited me in.
That's a line from Matthew 25, verses 31 to 46. This biblical passage is highlighted in a video from the Evangelical Immigration Table, a bipartisan group of religious leaders from across the United States. It's part of their I Was a Stranger campaign, encouraging Christians to read biblical passages that look at, quote, God's heart for immigrants. In Waco, a group of church leaders have taken up this challenge.
And lived there as an alien.
At the end of January, pastors gathered for a community worship service at Calvary Baptist Church. There, they led prayers and offered testimony about the need for comprehensive immigration reform. Lydia Bean, who's an assistant professor of sociology at Baylor University, helped organize this event.
Today at this worship service, we challenged people to pledge to read 40 verses of scripture that talk about God's heart toward immigrants and to pray for their heart to be transformed by these verses, and also pray for immigrants in their community and the elected officials that make decisions that affect them.
The worship service grew out of Bean's efforts to bring together leaders from Waco's Black, Latino, and white churches to address immigration issues. One of the pastors involved with this initiative is Frank Alvarado, who leads a predominantly Latino church. He says religious communities have a responsibility to help immigrants.
There's families that are in need, and sometimes they're broken because of the immigration laws. And as a community, especially a spiritual community, we need to step in and help, regardless of their status here in the United States.
Alvarado's been a pastor with First Spanish Assembly of God for the last 37 years. He remembers a time when his church had to throw together classes for about 50 undocumented students because they'd been briefly banned from the Waco public school system. So his concern for immigrants comes less from biblical teachings than it does from seeing the experiences of his parishioners. When we talked a few days before the event, he told me he was worried that churches in the area who didn't deal with immigration issues day in and day out like his might fail to provide adequate support for their members.
Talking about the experiences, I believe that other churches that ignore, not because they want to ignore, but because they haven't been challenged, maybe they haven't been interested in acquiring information. They try to use certain scriptures, and which is good, and I'm 100% for it, to comfort these people, but then they wash their hands, you know. They don't go the second step or the third step, you know, and I guess that my experience is when there's a degree of ignorance about the need of these people, they tend to be sorry for the people. And I believe these people don't want to be sorry for, you know. They want opportunities. They want guidance. That's what they want.
Is your hope that through coming together with other pastors or other religious leaders around something like God's heart toward immigrants, it's not just encouraging compassion from Christian faith, but it's also working with leaders of churches so that they can understand some more practical ways in which they can help any immigrants in need who they may come across in their work.
Yes, that's correct. I'm consider myself as a practical preacher, and I'm a practical person. I believe that theory is one thing, and doing something about it, it's another thing. And I believe in doing something about it. I believe this is the first steps of getting the Christian community together and make an effort.
Even though the worship service centered around the 40 days of scripture and prayer challenge, when Pastor Alvarado gave his closing remarks, he emphasized action and activism over biblical teachings. Scripture may lead people to be more compassionate toward immigrants, but for Alvarado, who says he's seen immigrants face many of the same problems since the 1970s and 80s, the end game is concrete political change. For KWBU, I'm Becky Fogle.